guess it's been a pretty boring year for you. How have you dealt with the ups and downs and the in and out, and how much of a kind of mental, how much mental toughness have you needed to kind of get through all this?
It's just an obstacle, trials and tribulations that you go through in life and in an NFL career. So, just make sure that I'm ready to go at all times. And, just keep a great mindset. And like you said, it does take a lot of mental toughness to get through these kind of things.
Hey, Robert, based on everything that's going on this year and Colt getting a lot of playing time, do you feel like the Redskins are fully committed to you?
I'm fully committed to the Redskins, and that's all I can really think about. I want to be here. I love this team. I love my teammates. I want to turn this thing around. So that's all I'm focused on and being ready to go anytime I step out there.
Hey, Robert, physically, where are you relative to that 2012 season?
Everybody's beat up this time of the year, so that doesn't matter.
Have the injuries that you endured during the past year and a half, have they affected your physical ability?
No, man, I'm ready to go when I step out on that field, and I know all those defenders are gunning after me, so I have to be ready to go.
It's always going to be a challenge for a quarterback who's picked, in the first round and the top five picks to come in and kind of establish himself. Do you think your task in doing that was made any more difficult by what the Redskins gave up to get you when you came out? Do you think that made your challenge even greater in any way?
Like I said, that's not my focus. My focus is to, be ready to play, be ready to help this team win, and I can't worry about any of that other stuff.
You've always played well against the Eagles in your four starts. You had that one 14-for-15 game. After not playing for a little bit and kind of being in and out of the lineup, do you have a comfort zone against this team because you've played them a lot and you've played pretty well against them?
That's a good defense. It's a good team, and we know we got to be on our stuff and ready to go versus them with all the looks that they give. And, like I said, that's what we'll be focused on even on this short week, just making sure we're on top of everything.
Hey, Robert, Donovan McNabb had comments last year saying that he'd like to sit down with you and thinking that maybe you were biting off a little bit too much when it came to off the field and, things like that, wanted to give you advice. I'm just wondering, looking back at that, if there was any truth to what Donovan was saying, if you guys have had a chance to get together.
I respect Donovan a lot. He had a great career, and he's done a lot in his career. I've had a chance to talk to him, but, he stressed to me what he meant when he said that kind of stuff, and we're on the same page as far as that goes, but that conversation stays between me and him.
Do you think, not running as many zone reads as you did, like, your first year and everything, do you think that's kind of taken away some of your creativity as far as, like, being more of a pocket passer now?
We're going to run the plays that are called and have faith that those plays are going to work.
We asked you on the conference call last year, I think before the first game, about your background with Chip Kelly. A year and a half in, have you had the chance at all from afar to see what Chip Kelly's offense has been compared to what you saw, what it was at Oregon?
Just from afar, Chip Kelly's offense is very similar to what we did at Baylor. And, they do a lot of high up-tempo things. They do a lot of things that can confuse the defense. And, he's proven that it can work in the league.
Robert, what kind of impact would you say DeSean Jackson has had on the team? And what's your relationship with him?
It's a great relationship. DeSean's a playmaker. We got to find ways to get him the ball because he's dynamic with it. That being said, we also know the defenses are going to try to find ways to take him out of the game. So when we get those opportunities, we got to seize them. And we just, got to have everybody on the same page, willing to do whatever it takes to help us win.
Do you feel like you've gotten the ball enough to him this year?
There's never enough times that you can get the ball to a guy like DeSean or our other guys, Pierre, Andre, Jordan Reed. We got a lot of skill position guys on this team that can make plays for us. And we like I said, we all got to be on the same page and realize that we got to do what it takes to win. And I think we'll get there.
Do you ever think about like your future and whether it's in Washington or somewhere else?
No, I don't. Like I said, my focus is to help this team win, and to do everything I can to help turn this this organization around. And it's not just on me. It's not all going to be on me. It takes 53 guys and an organization to make that happen, and we're committed to it.
How hard has it been? What's the relationship like between you and Colton Kirk, and how hard is it to kind of, you know, keep that as a positive when there's been so many changes and you know, coach going back and forth to different guys?
You know, you just don't focus on that kind of stuff. You support the guys that are in there and make sure you're ready if you're the next guy up. So we don't really, you know, really focus on that stuff too much. I know I for one, don't. You know, coaches are going to make decisions, and you have to be ready to go with those. And, you know, you're not always going to agree, but at the end of the day, you want to do what's best for the team, and that's to support everybody.
Hey, Robert, Mark Sanchez is a guy who was a high profile quarterback who had some success early, then hit a rough patch. Is he someone you know at all, or have any kind of relationship with?
No, I don't know Mark, and you know, I'm sure he's a great guy. And, you know, he's doing a good job there in Philly, and I'm happy for him.
What have you learned over the last couple of years about, you know, being an NFL quarterback and, you know, the way that the trials and tribulations have maybe helped form you over the last couple of seasons?
Yeah, you know, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs. But the only thing that you can control is how you respond to it. So you got to make sure that you're always ready. And, you know, if I didn't love this game, I don't think I'd still be playing. But I love this game. I have a passion for it. This is what I want to do. And I want to go out there and be great for these guys in this locker room and the fans in this city.
What's the misconception or stereotype that has affected you most, Robert?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to speculate about that kind of stuff. I can only control what I can control and focus on that. So I can't worry about misconceptions or anything else. You just got to go out and play.
Hey, Robert, this Saturday, and I would imagine maybe the game after that even, is a big opportunity for you. What do you want to show? What do you want to prove to your coaches, to anyone watching?
Yeah, we just want to play. I want to play, and we want to win games. That's it. We had nothing to prove. We want to go out and, you know, make sure I lead these guys and show them that there's no quit. No matter what your record is, no matter, you know, whether you're out of the playoffs or not, when you get a chance to put on that helmet and go out there and play a football game, the game that you love, you have to come with it. And I'm going to make sure I do that, and I know the guys around me are going to do the same.
Seems like with Deshaun's comments publicly that he's been an ally for you. Is that right? And has there been other examples throughout the year where you've seen that?
Yeah. You know, guys have stood strong behind me, and, you know, that means a lot to me personally. And, you know, even after the touchdown was taken away, no matter what we feel about it, you know, the guys showed their support. And, you know, we will, you know, rally together and be ready to go in this game.
That first game seemed personal to Deshaun. How do you think he's going to be this week? How has he been these past 2 days?
Yeah, I mean, it's always going to be personal for what happened while he was there and how he exited. So, we understand that, and we want to go out there and get the win for him.
Behind the scenes, as a teammate, as a friend, as a person, you see, how's he been in those regards off the field with you?
You know, he's been great. You know, sometimes things get said in the media that aren't true, and I think everybody's come to find out that that's the truth when it comes to Deshaun. And you know, we're there for him, and we realize how much this game means to him. And not just this game against Philly, but this game of football. So we want to all rally together, because I know this game means a lot to a lot of people in our locker room.